Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing. Eric, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Great to be with you again.
Well, I thought we were going to talk initially about the significant decrease in sheriff deeds, which we are. But prior to that, I found an interesting story online at LSJ.com written by Matthew Miller. And it details how two counties have sued a mortgage company over tax revenue. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about MERS. Apparently, it may owe millions to the state and county. Talk about this lawsuit.
Well, this effort at the county has been spearheaded by our Register of Deeds, Curtis Hertel. The mortgage electronic registration system was a financial industry workaround to the recording fees for documents that they set up a number of years ago. And it's coming under, you know, more legal scrutiny. It has literally cost the county millions of dollars in revenue over the last 10 years, less dollars for the, you know, health department and law enforcement, whether it's the courts or the sheriff's department.
So apparently what they're doing is buying property and then transferring ownership to banks and trust companies?
Well, what happens is just when somebody gets a mortgage, they have a registration process that only requires that the first instance be recorded. Then when they sell the instrument, when they sell the mortgage document, in the good old days, they used to record another document and you'd know who owned the mortgage. Now on their books, they just do a change within MERS. And they avoid having to pay the registration fee and put on the public record who owns somebody's mortgage. So it's difficult to find out, you know, who's in charge. It's been part of the reason for the housing debacle across the country. And it was an intentional act by some of the largest financial companies in the country to avoid paying the fee for recording documents that they had always paid in the past.
How much is that fee?
Well, you know, it's on a per-page basis, so, you know, a document will be $20 to $40 on a typical document.
That's cheating.
Well, you know, that's kind of the way we're looking at it, and I'm just glad that Curtis Hertel is taking the lead on it. He's been a great partner in a whole bunch of things at the county.
Well, and it's just not this county and Michigan. Six other states are involved with MERS. MERS, and this problem is huge.
Yeah, it is. I was reading an article, I think last week's Business Week had a fairly long article about initiatives in other states to go after them. And so the courts are weighing in, you know, on whether this is a violation of the law. We think it probably is. And see what, if any, damages can be recouped. You know, and the hard part from a management standpoint is this isn't just a function of the bad economy, which of course has had us cutting back for the last 10 years and had declining revenues. I mean, this was an intentional action by some of the, you know, largest financial corporations in the world. To try to get around recording fees that they had paid for, you know, 100 years.
This kind of makes me mad because in my conversations with you over the last 6-8 months, well, you're just finding more and more instances where companies and banks, it's bad enough we're in this tough economic time, and I know there were a lot of people who made choices to get in over their heads with their homes, but there are a lot of people who did not make that choice, and it looks like they're being preyed upon.
Well, you know, obviously we all know it's not a fair world, but I think you're right. It is true that those that have just keep getting more, and everybody else is left to fend for themselves. So it's a challenge here in Michigan and in the country.
All right. Well, there is a significant decrease in sheriff deeds. I know that's got to make you feel a little bit better. Tell our audience, what is a sheriff deed?
Well, I mean, a sheriff deed is when somebody is no longer paying their mortgage and that mortgage is sold, it goes to a sheriff deed sale. What usually happens is the lender that owns the paper, you know, buys it back so they continue to control it and can foreclose on the property. It's been at a very elevated level for the last 4 years, almost 1,800 of these a year. And it looks like 2011 is going to look a lot like 2006, rather, going back, you know, below 1,500. So we believe that this is the sustained, you know, time for these things to actually start going going down, meaning that the housing crisis locally is beginning to ebb.
Do you see that this trend will continue?
Well, it really does seem like it will. I mean, we've had ups and downs over the years, but this is a fairly significant down, and it just doesn't seem to be a blip. I certainly hope it is true, because the other thing that's going on, whether it's, you know, mortgage foreclosure or some other issues, the nonprofit counseling services, the support from state and federal government to, you know, have help for people to reach out to that are struggling, the funding for that has been cut dramatically. So, I mean, we're just not having the resources in the future to provide the counseling services. I certainly hope that the burden of work on those counselors is going to be going down.
Overall, for 2011, the trend is also a significant decrease. As we were just talking about, 1,629 sheriff deeds have been filed as of October 2011. The same period this year, only 1,254 have been filed. That's a decrease of 23%. And we need to be concerned about this, because when a lot of these foreclosures happen in our neighborhoods, our property values decrease.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're all in this together. You can argue the merits of, you know, should people, you know, take more responsibility or not? But the fact of the matter is, mortgage foreclosures drain wealth out of everybody's pocket in the community. So it's hopeful that this will be part of the, you know, the upswing and the recovery, and that this trend will continue to improve.
And Eric, the Ingham County has been maybe spearheading at the forefront of efforts to get people help. The main thing to remember is to get help as early as possible, and they can come right through the county to get a good start on that.
Yeah, they can call 211 or go onto our website, holdontoyourhome.org, and get the help they need.
All right, thanks so much, Eric.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.